this is, I think, coming your way, Kat. Catherine is in Bromley. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Hello, Will. Thank you.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist.
Thank you. I've just got a quick question for clarification, really. It's often discussed on your show about genes being turned on and off for things like genetic engineering. And I've got a picture in my mind of a sort of a big double helix with old-fashioned light switches sticking out the side of it, which I seriously doubt is correct. And I was just wondering what actually happens or what is actually meant by genes being turned on and off.
That is a great question. And actually, your mental image is a fairly good analogy for it. So if you think about, imagine a long string of DNA.
Yeah.
Now, a bit of that will be the actual gene. And genes are basically instructions that tell a cell to make a particular protein. So you have kind of the recipe bit. Mm-hmm. And then around that, you have sort of instruction bits. So these are regions of DNA that attract proteins that come and sit on them and tell the gene to be on or off. So these are called transcription factors, and they attract the kind of molecular machinery that actually churns through the instructions and tells the cell to make a particular protein. So you have all these different proteins sitting on different bits of the DNA, and some proteins, transcription factors, tell a gene to be switched off, and some transcription factors tell a gene to be switched on. And so really, you do have these molecular switches. You also have another aspect of that, and Chris mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, is that you have kind of things called epigenetic switches as well. And these are things that are over and above what's in the DNA. You get little molecular, almost like post-it notes or tags stuck to the DNA and stuck to the proteins that are wrapped around the DNA that have more information about when a gene should be used. For example, during development, you know, you should turn this gene on for a bit while you're making hands and then turn it off again. Or should this gene be permanently switched off or permanently switched on? So really, there's this whole array of little molecular switches that are telling the DNA to be on or off in a particular cell at a particular time.
Wow, very clever, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Can't you also get bits of DNA which are folded up so the chemistry can't get at it?
Yes.
So
a lot of these sort of epigenetic factors, when a cell's decided that this gene should be permanently off, that gene kind of gets all compressed up and squished up so that the molecular machines can't actually get to it. So we know that genes that are off are really compressed and wrapped up really tightly, whereas genes that are very actively used are much more open, so all the machines can get into there and read the genes.
It's a bit like moving your tin cans to the front of the cupboard where you can reach them easily, and the ones you don't use very often you shove at the back behind loads of things so you can't reach them very easily because you don't use them. I suppose it's the same sort of thing.
And you label them.
Thank you, Kat, and thank you very much, Catherine. Great question. Catherine Wells.